everyone, and welcome back to another Tanisha.com podcast. Today, I will be ranking my comfort characters based on their zodiac and MBTI. So odds are, if you've obsessively shoveled down media and used it as a way to cope with daily life, the way that I and most of my generation presumptuously have, you have a handful of characters from TV, films, books who you just completely adore. You watch your little shows and you think, ah, yes, we would be good friends, me and this fictional character, best buds. As you're about to hear about, I have assembled a list of my most beloved comfort characters. I was going to rank them based on something valid and well thought out, but I've since changed my mind, and thus no logic will be involved in the process. They will be ranked according to their zodiac sign, their Myers-Briggs type indicator, and, ultimately, my overbearing judgment of those things. For reference, before anyone yells at me, I know very little about astrology, and I know even less about MBTI. That, however, will not stop me from judging people, fictional or otherwise, based on their placements. After all, I am a Taurus sun with a Virgo moon. Judging is in my blood. I will give you a quick rundown about my own placements so that you understand my frame of reference. So with my zodiac, I'm a Taurus sun. Before anyone yells at me again, yes, I know my sun sign is in the entire chart, but it's easiest to use while I write this wildly biased article. Stubborn, judgmental, greedy, materialistic, comfort-loving, loyal, ruled by Venus, so particularly beauty, aesthetic-focused, and hot-tempered. My MBTI. For anyone that doesn't know, MBTI is basically like a psychological quiz that categorizes you into a particular personality group, depending on how you think of yourself and the world around you. You do this quiz and you wind up with a combination of four letters, which are determined from which categories you generatively fall into, out of like introversion or extroversion, sensing or intuition, thinking or feeling, judging or perceiving. So I'm an ENFP, so extroversion, but only like it's 40-60. Intuition, feeling, and perception. ENFPs are encouraging, aspiring, creative, imaginative, very focused on human connection, very supportive. The encouraging artist friend with the questionable mental health. For example, Anna from Frozen, Charles Dickens, Walt Disney, John Mulaney, Robin Williams, Sabrina Spellman, John Lennon, Dory, Jess from New Girl, Fidel Castro, Che Guevara, Louis Tomlinson, Salvador Dali, Oscar Wilde, Troy from Community, Lily Singh, Alice Cullen, Mac Miller, Dave Grohl, Hank Green, Piper Chapman, Stevie Nicks, Phoebe Bridges, Liza Koshy, Austin Powers, and Patrick from Perks of Being a Wallflower. The list goes on, but you get the type. So number one, Rapunzel from Tangled. If you've seen Tangled, it is the best Disney movie. I have just no room for judgment there. It's the best Disney movie. So she is a Taurus and ENFP. Same as me. I probably would not have called her a Taurus. I don't know where I got that information from because I did the research for this article ages ago. But it makes sense in a way. I don't know what else I'd call her if not a Taurus though. Maybe like a Pisces. She loves nature. She has too many hobbies. She's oversensitive, excitable, obsessed with her freedom, but craves comfort. She's stubbornly naive and overall just a delight. Like 10 out of 10 would jump out of a tall castle to run around with her in the grass. So number two, Tinkerbell from Peter Pan. There's a bit of speculation. She could be an Aries. She could be a Taurus. She is ENFP as well. Some sites said Taurus, some sites said Aries, but like, if we're honest, both have anger issues, fierce loyalty, and act tough even though everyone knows they're sensitive as hell, so who cares, same difference. She is the same MBTI as I am, which is actually surprising. Number three, James from James and the Giant Peach. It says he's a Taurus and an ISFP, which is very different from mine. James is one of those characters that I related to as a kid. but like as an adult I just see like my inner child reflected in him, and I kind of just want to like adopt him. According to a Tumblr post, he is a Taurus. I don't really see it, but again, one of those people, I really don't know what I would call them. Maybe a Capricorn, I don't know. His MBTI is obviously very different from mine, as I said, but I'd do anything for that kid. King of taking bugs outside instead of killing them. Number four, Alice from Alice in Wonderland. Taurus, and I am INTP. I would have had her pinned as a Pisces, 100%. I'm surprised she's not, but like the quiet confidence and the connection with nature and like stubborn love for comfort, sure, we'll give it to her. But there's definitely some Pisces in there too, like to account for the daydreaming. She's not the MBTI, same MBTI as I am, but the Mad Hatter is, which seems fair. Daenerys Targaryen. Aries, obviously, and ENFJ. Confident, powerful, good planner, pretty. I'm not even mad that we don't match. Like, why change? Why mess with it? Why mess with what's not broken at all? ENFJs are supposed to be warm and charismatic with a strong sense of morals and compassion, which I think is definitely true for her character in the earlier seasons. I tend to have a lot of Aries dominant people in my life. I'm an Aries dominant person, so it makes sense that she's a comfort character of mine. Number six, Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter. She's an Aquarius, obviously, and INFP. I don't know a lot about Aquariuses. I only know that they are usually way cooler than everybody else in the room, and they probably know how to do winged eyeliner better than everyone. Luna Lovegood is one of those people that I'd be in love with, but like platonically. Genuinely, the scene where she's like lost her shoes, just me too, queen, me too. Number seven, Eleanor Shellstrop from The Good Place. She's a Libra, she's an ENFJ, and she's the love of my life. Say what you will, you won't change my mind. She's perfect. I don't actually think that I know any like real Libras like in person, but I assume from this that we'd be best friends. We'd fight a lot, but have like a very sound understanding of each other. I think we'd have a lot of fun. Number eight, Blair Waldorf from Gossip Girl. A Scorpio. Chuck Bass is a Taurus. I said what I said. I may be wrong, but I said what I said. ENTJ. I do not accept Scorpio hate. In this house, we do not hate Scorpios. I think they're smart, they're emotional, they're funny and warm and very quick-witted. Like, they're always so funny. And like sensitive to other people's emotions. And this definitely applies to Blair Waldorf. She's in control, she knows what she wants. She might be upset about it, but she'll find a plan and she'll fix it and she's gonna get it, whatever it is, whatever she wants, every time, no matter what. Number nine, Robin from How I Met Your Mother, who is surprisingly to me a Sagittarius. I don't know what I would have called her, but it wasn't a Sagittarius. She's an ISTP. Do we have anything in common apart from the avoidant attachment style and the journalist dreams? No, not at all, but she is my favourite character in the show. Obviously, Ted is a Taurus. You know, hates change, very loyal, hardworking, self-resentful, hopeless romantic. The one major characteristic that doesn't fit his self-pretentious idealization, though, is just that, like... He thinks he's the best thing in the world, which makes me hate him and makes him seem like a fire sign. I don't know. Marshall is ENFP, like I am, which is a relief considering he's the only genuinely like good person in the whole show. So that's the list. Thank you for listening. I thought this was going to go for longer, but I said what I said. It had no basis. It had no point. But I'm glad that I got to share this with you. Like, follow, share, whatever you do on whatever device you're on, whatever platform you're using. I respect that. Make your own decisions. Live your best life. Thank you for listening, and I will speak to you next week. Bye.